And in sports, well, it's that time of year where you wouldn't expect it, but if you were a sports fan and a baseball fan, you would expect it because it's the wrap-up of the winter meetings where lots of activity takes place, of course. The Yankees took center stage yesterday with Aaron Judge. But how about this? The Padres, they've put a lot of money into that club in the past couple of years. They reached a deal for 11 years and $280 million with Xander Bogaerts. That's right. He's going to San Diego. A longtime Red Sox shortstop has agreed to that deal, which is pending a physical and has not yet been confirmed by the club. But it's got a contract that features no opt-outs and a full no-trade clause. So the Red Sox will be Bogaertless. Don't Bogaert that joint, my friends. Don't Bogaert that jump, my friends. Anyway, that's another big news on trades and stuff like that. Now, there are plenty of rumors out there, and they involve both the Yankees and the Mets. The Giants, they're going to try to sign. They were after Aaron Judge. You know, Aaron Judge was offered over $400 million by San Diego. He turned it down to remain a New York Yankee. Turned down $40 million extra to stay with the Yankees. Well, anyways, with Judge off the market, San Francisco now is looking at a shortstop, Carlos Correa, who is an outstanding dynamic player, to take a look at that. And what's next for the Yankees? Well, after they got finished with Judge, they're going to get back to work, they want to accelerate their pursuit. They're looking for possibly signing on Carlos Rondon and Andrew Benintendi, according to The Athletic. The Mets, they still have interest in Jose Quintana. The Mets remain in the hunt for Japanese hurler Kodai Senga, according to MLB Network as well. So still a lot of action between the Yankees and the Mets in this season. For the Yankees, if they could sign Rodon, they would be unbelievable. He's the clear number one starting pitcher on the free agent market after the Jacob deGrom signed with the Rangers. And they're looking to add him to the rotation. He's younger, he's left-handed, and it would make a nice addition to their rotation. The asking price is high, but it looks like the Yankees are willing to go any place. And the Yankees are still in the mix for the Pirates center fielder, Brian Reynolds. He's requested a trade from Pittsburgh. So, a very busy time at the winter meetings in baseball. And we'll have to see where it goes from there. All right, we'll go from baseball to football. Tonight, it's Thursday night football, right? And you have to have what? You have to have Amazon Prime. If you don't, you can't watch it. Well, anyway, the Raiders take on the Rams today at 8:15. Coming up this weekend, should be a good game, the Vikings and the Lions. The Lions are playing very well right now, and the Vikings are playing well as well. We'll see what happens. Locally, the Jets take on the Bills at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Giants take on the Eagles at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's going to be a tough one. No doubt about that. That's going to be a tough one. Let's take a look at action that took place yesterday in the NBA. We'll start off with the teams that cover our area. The Nets bombed the Hornets 122-116. The Knicks crushed the Hawks 113-89. Wow. what happened to the Knicks came out of nowhere. And yesterday, the Celtics over the Suns, 125-98. In the National Hockey League, the Rangers defeated the Golden Knights 5-1. The Bruins shut out the Avalanche 4-0. We'll see if there's any other local action. No. But coming up today, also no local action. So that's a look at hockey. And top 20 college basketball, number 5. Wow, UConn men are up to number 5. They down Florida 75-54. Number 14, Indiana, 81. Nebraska, 65. Number 7, Tennessee, 84. Eastern Kentucky, 49. Number 4, Purdue, 85. Hofstra, 66. Number 15, Duke over Iowa, 74-62. And number 13, Maryland, lost to Wisconsin, 64-39. Yesterday at NCAA women's basketball, UConn women lost again. They lost their starting player, a high court, the University of North Carolina, 64-42. And that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.